Today I'd like to explain a little bit about psychic empathy. It is the ability to feel emotions of people around you. People are actually born with this. We just don't realize it. And we don't even realize we're different from other people unless we get into a community or discuss it with someone and ask if they also feel it. Most of us feel we're crazy because we can feel the energy and emotions of other people. Typically, children can be very shy and sensitive if they are empathic as a child. They may be confused by people. They may hide away. They may be reclusive. Have you noticed a time in your life when you've walked into a room and it may be empty, but you feel uneasy? You feel like there may have been an argument here. You feel uncomfortable for some reason, yet there's no one in the room. There is an energy signature that you're actually picking up, which could have happened many, many years ago or recently. Many times when we are in a home that is very, very old, and we walk into the room and we feel uneasy, even if we don't know if it's haunted or if there's something that has happened here, we can actually feel the energy signature. A lot of times this is due to the lime deposits or quartz deposits that are located in the land, and they act as a recorder. If you're into paranormal activities, you'll know that this is also called residual energy. Empaths can pick up residual energy. In my psychic medium development class, I do cover a section on empathy. And what I do explain to my mediums in training is that there are so many ways that we can read and absorb another person's energy into our bodies, and we don't even know it. We can even begin to take on or mimic other people's emotions. We may get angry when someone else is angry in the room with us. We don't even know why we're getting angry. We just start to get angry. If someone cuts themselves, I can feel it in my solar plexus, which is right above my belly button. I can feel almost a tingling sensation or even a gnawing sensation. And then I may also feel it in the actual place where someone has cut themselves, even if I don't know where they've been cut. You can also see this a lot with mothers and children. How many times are you a million miles away from your child? They may be off at college or living in another place. And you immediately know as a mother that something has happened to your child. This, again, is called psychic empathy. Most people who are empathic don't realize that also going into large crowds can literally cause a panic attack for an empath. We have to realize that thoughts and feelings are energy. This energy is picked up, kind of like a radio signal in the air. We're like a receiver. We receive this energy. Even watching a television program, even if it's fiction, or if it's nonfiction, we can pick up the energy. There may be a fictional character on television who is crying because something bad has happened. An empathic person will feel it and develop actual tears and start to cry because the actor on the screen has had to think of something sad or heartbreaking to get themselves to cry. We feel that as empaths. We feel the energy of what they're thinking about and not so much as what the show is. And many of our friends have probably said to us, "Gosh, you're so sensitive, it's just a movie." But not to an empath. We are connected to the people and the emotion. So there are ways to protect yourself from picking up this energy. Yes, it's a great tool to have, but we should not be a slave to it. We should be able to control what we pick up and when we pick it up. And there are several ways to do this. In a previous podcast, I talked about having boundaries. If you've listened to my Having Boundaries podcast, you're already on your way to helping yourself as an empath to be able to control these abilities. You want to set personal boundaries with spirits as well as with people. This can help you to stop picking up that energy. Another great way to do it is to get something pretty solid like a notebook or an actual reading book, or even a laptop, or your pocketbook, something that's solid, and hold it cross-armed over your solar plexus chakra, again, right above your belly button. This will help to block energy from coming into that chakra. This is where we pick up the energy. We don't realize it. It's in that gut we pick up the energy. Another great article I read by Llewellyn talks about something called finger locking. Finger locking is something I teach very, very strongly in my mediumship class. We need to be able to control these emotions. You take your thumb and your third finger of each hand, and you put them together like an okay sign. And now I want you to interlock them as if you're making a chain. So one hand and the other hand will be connected by your thumb and your third finger. And sit there for a moment with this. You can have the pads of all of your fingers touching together, and just relax for a second. Can you feel the difference? Can you feel like everything just dropped? Yes, that is creating a ground, or it's releasing the energy, or it's stopping and blocking the energy from coming into you. Grounding is another great way to get rid of energy that doesn't belong to you. It's also in a previous podcast. Go ahead and look through my podcast. You'll find grounding your energy. Grounding your energy is incredibly important for everyone, not just empaths. We pick up energy every single day. And it's a good idea to do this. It creates a great, clean energy environment for you. Empathic people can often just know things about someone. They can stand near someone and know information. It's usually information we don't want to know. Things just pop into your head. And sometimes we wonder, why would I even think that? That's awful. You may even pick up your friend is sleeping with her husband's brother. And you're standing next to your friend going, why would I think that? Her energy, her thoughts, her feelings are being transmitted. And we're receiving them just like that radio signal. So these are great ways to help protect your energy. These are things I also teach. So if you'd like to learn more about your empathic ability, even if you don't want to become a medium, you can still take the course and learn a lot about your own energy and how to protect it. Thanks for listening. I hope this podcast has helped you. You can find me at zenithmetaphysics.com. You can also find our school on Facebook at Zenith School of Metaphysical Studies. And you can find me on Facebook as well as Medium Laura Evans.